Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
My brothers and my sisters, the Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And Jesus was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were all so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them, and from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone, but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. I have been wearing glasses now for 60 years, since I was 12 years old. And let me tell you, wearing glasses, I still remember the day, wearing those glasses for the first time was the most traumatic event in my life, because the kids were already making fun of me for being chubby, and they were making fun of me for my big ears. Now they had another reason to make fun of me, my glasses. They called me Four Eyes. And that was my nickname. Did you ever notice kids could be very cruel? You ever know? I know that. I live that. But I didn't care. I didn't care because really for the first time, I could actually see. Nothing was blurry anymore. I could see things as they are. And I remember the awe I felt when I looked at a beautiful flower, and I said to my mom excitedly, "Mom, I saw a rose today. They are so pretty." My mom asked, "Well, haven't you seen a rose before?" And I honestly answered, "No, not really, because now I could see." There are two ways to look at everything in life: from the outside in, and from the inside out. Just two ways. When I looked at that rose from the outside in, I could see only a blurred picture of that rose due to my limited eyesight. From the outside vision, I couldn't grasp the inner beauty of the red color and the intricacy of the petals from within. But through my corrective glasses, I could see the true glory of that rose revealed from the inside out to my eyes. What is transfiguration? Today we celebrate Transfiguration Sunday. Well, what is that? Transfiguration means a change in appearance from the inside to something more beautiful and glorious on the outside to the beholder. So, it's kind of like a butterfly, a caterpillar. You know, you look at the ugly caterpillar, and it just kind of goes along like a snake and inundates and eats a bunch of your leaves in your garden. But yet, one day, it transforms to a beautiful monarch butterfly. That's transfiguration. So, God gives us a message today through the transfiguration of Jesus. God is telling you this. Don't look at life from the outside only. Look also to what lies within. In everything that happens in your life, there's more than one reality. You know how I can prove it? Last night, did any of you dream? Yeah, I'm sure some of you did. Dream is a whole nother reality inside of you. Sometimes they're joyful, you feel happy when you get up. Sometimes they're scary. Like when I have a nightmare, there's a big bowl of spaghetti before me and I can't reach it. Terrible nightmare. And there's no meatballs either. But you see, that's a whole nother reality from within inside you through the dream state. And so Jesus is saying, there's another reality to everything that happens in your life, both good and bad. Look to what lies within. From the outside, Jesus looked common, like any other Jewish guy. Nothing exceptional, but from within Jesus, within, there was another reality. The reality of God shining divine light from his lowly human body. If you look at the things that happen in your life only from the outside, you won't get a clear picture of the true meaning. Your understanding will be incomplete or even blurred. And this lack of clear vision could cause you to doubt God's love or that he cares. Now here I'm going to pause my sermon for a very special reason. You see that picture right there on the altar there? See that? Isn't it beautiful? Jeff King took a year to make that. It's called a cross-stitch pinpoint. Very, very delicate. And he made that beautiful, beautiful picture. But that picture reveals something else. When Jesus was on the cross, that is his last temptation. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, the devil was doing everything he could to get Jesus to doubt, even deny, that his Father loved him. The devil, the last temptation, was the devil behind the cross looking at Jesus and saying, well, your Father doesn't love you. Look at this. He let you go to the cross. You've been pierced. You've been beaten. What type of father would allow his son to go through that? And the devil was tempting Jesus to deny the love of God his Father. And it was a fierce battle because the devil did not want Jesus on that cross. He probably whipped up the crowd to say, come down off that cross if you are the Son of God. Come down. If Jesus came down from that cross, you and I would not be here today. We wouldn't be. And Jesus, it was a battle. Remember what he said? My God, why have you forsaken me? So devil was really trying to get in Jesus' head. But Jesus prevailed. He overcame that last temptation to doubt his father's love, to doubt the reality from within that even in his cross, his father was there, loving him unto death. And we know that Jesus did not give in to that temptation because he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And then he died. So you see this beautiful picture. And I preached about that picture, what you just heard now. Yesterday, at the Saturday Mass, Dr. Beery, he took his camera. He took a picture of that beautiful cross stitch, crucifixion of Christ, made by Jeff King. And he sent the picture out, and we were aghast about what we saw. I have it here. Because if you really look closely, in this picture, you can clearly see an ugly, demonic face. It's right here. It's not there. It's in this picture. Come here, Bryce. Look at this. He will be my Geico testimonial. Do you see it right there? You see it? Doesn't it look ugly? That's right. You know what it looks like? Anybody here watch the movie Nosferatu? 1922, you have. This looks just like Nosferatu. Max Schreck. One of those scariest Dracula films you could ever watch. Wasn't it scary? It was. Women were fainting in the aisle because of the ugliness of his face. And that face is on this picture. So I think the Lord is telling us through this, I'd say, miracle of revelation from within, that picture, you're always fighting the devil. He's always there. He's always trying to get you to doubt God's love, to doubt God's care. He's trying to always tempt you to think that God just isn't there and you're not important to him. Do you know, for 27 years, I fought the devil at Children's Hospital. He was feeding that bullcrap to parents saying, God doesn't love you or your kid wouldn't have leukemia. I fought that so much. It was a tough battle. And you still fight that battle today in your own life. When you have the cross, the devil will be right there, standing behind your cross, telling you, God doesn't love you. And that's a lie. The name of the devil is not Satan. It's really not even Lucifer. It is the father of lies. That's the devil's name, the father of lie. So don't buy into it. Now back to the sermon that I wrote. So my brothers and sisters, God wants you to look within and see his divine presence in everything, good and bad, especially your most difficult moments. From within, spiritually, God reveals his divine presence and his divine purpose out to you. So, here's the question. How do I see his presence within the crosses that I carry? How can I see his plan for me when I am so powerless? You know how you do it? Through the eyes of faith. Faith. Faith is the glasses, the corrective glasses, spiritually, of faith. And it's through faith that even though your limited earthly sight can't see it, faith spiritually, in the eyes of the soul, you'll see God is always there, always there. Here is my most favorite biblical passage. And it's from Psalms. And I want you to make a copy of this and put it on your bathroom mirror or your refrigerator, like you do with your grandkids. Kids, put this on there too. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know I am God. Can I get an amen? Amen. Be still. Know that I am God. This is God's command to you. He's saying, please stop worrying. Don't worry. Trust in my divinity, my divine indwelling, even in your crosses. With faith, you'll see God in every cross. God places divinity inside of you as well. The same divinity that existed in Jesus in his body is in you too. It's hard to believe that the glory of God you carry within your body. And the glory of God is very expansive. That's why I have a bigger body, so I can hold a lot of glory. Believe me, there's a lot of glory in there. Plus a little bit of spaghetti, but a lot of glory. You are walking tabernacles. So am I. And with every good work you do, when you leave this church, with every good work you do, you open up the tabernacle of your soul. The doors are open and they'll see your good works, scripture says. And when they see your good works of love, of kindness, of care, of mercy, of compassion, when they see that, they give glory to God. That's how it works. So open your doors. Let Jesus's light shine out from you. Don't take my word for it. Listen to what Jesus said about him living in you. Jesus says in John 14:23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home within him. That's awesome. I think that's awesome. You know? The same divine Jesus of the Transfiguration lives in you right now. So, in closing, what should your response be to God living inside of you, in your soul? How can you react to this? What should you do? Well, God tells us in Mark 9, verse 7, this is my son whom I love. Listen to him. Listen. Listen to God. Listen to Jesus. And what does it mean to listen to Jesus? It means you must humbly seek to be like Jesus in all that you say, in all that you do throughout your life. Be like Jesus. And when you do that, it shows you're listening. God says in Romans chapter 8, 29, God says for you to be conformed to the image of his son. So when you act like Jesus, you really become Jesus in your heart. That's what God wants you to do. So, in closing, you know, I didn't want to go too long. And you know how Catholics are. If you go over 8 minutes, you go into a coma. I mean, Bryce, at any minute, it's going to drop over in a coma. Hang in there. Don't go yet. I need you. We went over 8 minutes because of that beautiful picture. But I was asking God, well, I finished typing. I said, okay, God, I got to end this. Give me something good to end it with. And while I was saying that prayer, Brandon Fuhlenkamp texts me. He texted me. And he sent me this beautiful, beautiful quote. He was wondering where it came from. I said, I don't know. It was attributed to Pope Francis, but he didn't say this. So I don't know where it came from, but it concerns Lenten fasting. Whoever wrote this, I will now read it to you now. The sacrifice is not in the stomach, but in the heart. They refrained from eating meat, yeah, But then they don't talk to their family and don't visit their parents. They don't bother to care for them. They don't share their food with the hungry and the needy. I love this one. A good barbecue or beef stew will not make you a bad person. And a fish fillet will not make you a saint. Can I get an amen on that one? That's right. Seek to have a deeper relationship with God. Deeper. Through the better treatment of others. Let us be less arrogant and more humble of heart. Whoever wrote that can truly see. Amen. God bless you all. You better eat fish on Friday. We made a lot of saints on Friday, didn't we, Michelle? We sold out all the fish. So we got a lot of saints in here today. God bless you. Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.